The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
People come up to talk to me. Random people will come and talk to me constantly.
Okay. Just say, get away from me. You're ugly.
No. Basically, I'm approachable. Until they get to know me.
We didn't talk about why I always buy green coats, speaking of approachable.
I want to take a ride on your disco stick.
That is so weird. Why are they always army green? They're right from the army surplus store. Like, where do you shop?
First of all, I am very butch. Second of all... Second of all,
wait a minute. What our listeners can't see is right now Baron is speaking into a bright pink microphone.
Second of all,
it's a huge head. Huge head.
Drinking my slim Bud Light Lime.
Oh, what happened to your gin?
I'm out of gin. Remember how Big Fatty absorbed all of my Tanqueray?
Oh, no. That sucks.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 2739 of the BFO for Thursday, the 26th of July, 2018. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me. Y'all, I'm getting a refill down at the end of the bar. Yes, me buddy. Hello, Transparency's Big Betty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, your transparencies today, because y'all, I just want to make sure that I repeat again that... That Big Fatty, you're bringing up something, you're belching something. No, y'all, in all transparency, Big Fatty is over in Hatlanta. Y'all, I'm visiting the Hat Arena. She wanted to make sure her last will and testament was all up to date. So, y'all, I decided to go ahead and just incorporate a week-long visit while I'm over there. And, y'all, but I will be back. You know, it's the full moon this weekend, so I'm missing out on gentlemen callers. But, y'all, I will be back in the villa on Sunday, and we'll have a recap of the whole week over in Hatlanta. And, y'all, when I get back to the villa, I'm going to feel like this. I think my stomach has settled a little bit. Vera, I see you got a double this time. You get a double every time.
I put two drinks in each glass, and that way I don't have to call the bar. I would say, call the bar.
So you're double fisting, which means something entirely different to me. So.
No. No.
Speaking of things that are disgusting to you.
No, yes.
Wait. All right, go ahead.
You've just misled the public.
Okay.
I do not find any sexual, any consensual sexual act disgusting. What is disgusting to me is imagining you doing any of those. That is the disgusting part, my darling.
Okay, and that... So,
Go ahead.
Okay. So that brings me. You whispered in my ear the other day that you just as soon never hear another story about the special chair.
Right.
And however. However, you know, our dear friend Dr. E. Pluribus Stone.
Yes.
Down there in the San Diego.
Right.
Did
he get a special chair?
Well, no, but he sent that video of the stair climber chair. The Stairmaster.
Yes, okay, my special chair.
He says, does this sound like the old gal doing the voiceover on this? And you went and listened to it.
It did indeed.
And did it sound like you?
Not even fuckingly close. Not even remotely like me.
I would love for you to pull up that video. And as you hear the words coming out, I would love for you to say those words just so we could compare the two inflections and deliveries.
Here's what I would offer either you or Dr. Stone. If either of you transcribe the voice, the VO from that commercial, and send me the transcription, I will be happy to record it, and then you can do the comparison yourself.
Dr. Stone, you have a challenge. It's not like you're working.
Who is?
Right. Ain't none of the three of us working. Anyway. So, but anyway, you did say, no, that's not me. It doesn't sound a fucking thing like me, but God, I would love to have one of those.
I would. So I'd never have to. That's the only fucking exercise I get is walking up and down these goddamn stairs. If I didn't live in a two-story house, I would weigh 900 pounds.
Well, there you go.
Uh-huh.
And, okay. But now, Vera, and I cannot remember, but you're the person that will know the answer to this question. There was a television show on in our childhood that had one of these motorized seats that went up and down the stairs. Do you remember what that was?
I remember that is true, but I could not pull. I'm trying to think of who the would have, because everybody was young and healthy on those sitcoms.
Yeah, but there
but
was.
I do,
but
yes, there was. There was a stair thing. You know, there's also a horror movie with a stair thing like that. A William Castle movie called Homicidal. But I do remember that there was someone had a fancy lifting chair.
Yes, and I just when I saw that video, I immediately thought there used to be it was in black and white. It was a black and white TV show.
Well, everything was in black and white for me because we didn't get a color set until 2008.
What?
I exaggerate.
When you did get your first color TV at home?
Yeah, it was the early 70s. My father would not buy anything.
Really?
Honestly, my father would not spend money on anything that he was not particularly penurious, but if he didn't think it was worth spending money on, he wouldn't buy it. And color TV was something that was inconsequential, and also so was air conditioning. And living on the surface of the sun, he didn't want to pay for air conditioning.
Now, was it hotter in Canoga Park than it is in Walnut Hills?
Woodland Hills is the hottest place in I believe in Los Angeles County. But it gets, you know, just a couple of degrees lower. So instead of 119, it'll be 117 in Canoga Park.
Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. And you live in a mansion on a hill in Walnut Hills.
Yes, indeed, yes. It's a multi-million dollar estate.
Yes,
with
right.
Grounds and, mm-hmm.
And when that starts spraying, ooh, in that heat, oof. It's like being on a carriage tour in Savannah, Georgia that you didn't go to. But anyway.
We wanted to so bad.
I know, darling. Mm-hmm. I know. Uh-huh. Now, speaking of trips, you've... when was it? Was it last fall that you were on your last cruise?
It would be in...
What was it? Spring.
Let's just say fall. for the hell of it, because I can't remember what month it was, and I don't.
Is like Gooch it. Yelling it out right now?
He, if he listens to this, which he won't because it's your show, he
right,
will yell.
Of course
he
not.
Will,
yeah.
He'll exactly. yell it out.
But okay.
Now, you know, even when I had all of my faculties in my youth,
oh,
I was bad with dates and hideous yeah. names.
Right.
Those are the,
I hear
and,
you.
And now in my advanced dotage, I can't remember shit. Nothing.
Well,
zippo.
And it's you know, people, you know, you just tell people it gets worse, and it does, that yeah. does get worse.
Fucking A, man. Fucking A. So.
All right. Well, now, I believe, if I remember correctly from the Cruise of a Lifetime videos from the East Coast,
yes.
that y'all have signed up. Is it Alaska?
Yes, it is Alaska indeed. Mm-hmm. In a year from this September. And
so 2019.
Yes, in 2019. And it's a back-to-back Alaska cruise.
Well, I don't know what you mean by back-to-back.
That they're short cruises, but we're taking two in a row.
Oh, you're taking both ends of them.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's a 3-day and a 4-day, but you're taking a 7-day.
Yeah, except it ends up being 16 days, but yes, indeed.
Okay, so you're just... And this will be on Crystal Cruises, of course.
Of course.
Now, are you in the penthouse this time?
Not the suite, no. Not the Crystal penthouse, rather. But we are in a penthouse suite. I will not travel. I will not travel in less accommodations than a penthouse.
You are a lady of leisure that is accustomed to a certain level of
absolutely. I have grown accustomed to my lifestyle.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. By the way,
yes.
Earlier this week on Monday, I became a lady who lunches.
No way.
Yes, I have
Did
been.
You wear a hat?
I thought about it, but I was invited by a group of ladies that used to work at the coal mine that they said, come on and go to lunch with us. And I said, all right, I will. So I have become a lady who lunches.
So you're a red hat now?
I'm yes, actually, I don't know if I've mentioned this or not, but in my horror group, when we used to do our big weekend events.
I shudder.
No, it was. You would love them. You would absolutely love them. I've told you before. It nope. is and social
I, and
drinking and
this,
eating.
That people who wear leather frighten
me. I'm listening.
I said people who wear leather frighten me.
Right. Well, yes. It's too hot in the fucking summertime to wear leather. So there you go.
Okay.
But anyway, one of the events that we would have every year would be the lunch on Saturday of that event, and we made it be the Red Hat Ladies of Augusta, Georgia provided a ladies' luncheon.
Oh my.
For the leather men.
Oh.
And we it
did
was
they,
it,
did they know who they were supplying a luncheon for?
Well, we all made it up. Anyway, but no, it wasn't really the Red Hat Ladies. We just said it was. We called it the Red Hat Luncheon.
Oh, that's very cute.
And we had, because leather men like a little campiness every now and then, too. And we'd always have some little hat or a little bow or something like that. And dainty sandwiches. And
You have to wash the lube off your fist before you pick up one of those dainty sandwiches because it'll slip right out of your hand.
Well, yeah, it's very much like the mayonnaise. So anyway, speaking, since we've gotten on food, have you had any calamities, burning up things on the burner lately?
No, we learned our lesson when Gooch and I teamed up and melted an Instant Pot on the stove.
Oh, it was the Instant Pot. I thought it was the bread maker, but you're right. It was the
Instant
Pot.
Yeah, and we've learned our lesson.
Have you replaced that?
Yes. Yes, indeed.
Okay.
We replaced that Instant Pot. I cannot function without two of them, so we have two.
Two?
And I would actually like a third, but...
Really?
Yes. Simply because sometimes you want to make the entire dinner at one time, and you can do it in the Instant Pots, and they time out. It's boring. I mean, this, okay. I need another drink. Just a second.
Two more.
Thank you.
All right. I need another drink. Two more. Okay. anything new you've made in the Instant Pot? I know, drum major Kev is a big fan of the Instant Pot.
As I have said before, the Instant Pot is as big of a kitchen revelation, truly, as the microwave was. And
wow,
so many people have this thing. Because once you get the hang of it and you know how to use it, it's amazing. It's okay. Just amazing what it does. You know, you put, for example, and this is hideously
boring.
Here we go.
Especially
to talk about at a bar. If you take a rack of your favorite ribs and what you do is you rub them with the rub that you like, you put them in the Instant Pot on a rack so that they're not touching liquid, you put some apple juice and some wine in the Instant Pot because you need a cup of liquid whenever you cook in the Instant Pot, you close
okay.
it, you cook those babies for 1 hour and you let the Instant Pot naturally release so you don't release the steam by itself, which takes about another 20 minutes. And when you take those ribs out of the Instant Pot, they are falling off the bone. Now what you need to do is you need to rub barbecue sauce on them and either put them on a grill or put them under the broiler so that the barbecue sauce will caramelize like it does on a grill. And you will never, ever, ever eat better ribs in your entire life.
Now, do you do the beef ribs or the pork ribs?
Pork.
Okay.
Yeah. Beef is too large.
Oh. That's the only time in your life that you've said that, right?
That's the North.
By the way, speaking of your dear friend, Charles Nelson Reilly.
Oh, I miss him so much.
I know, and we all do. You know what? You have a special connection with him, but we all miss his ascot and his
thing he wore around his neck.
Right. we are going to kind of do an homage to Charles Nelson Reilly at Pride 48 this year.
You're kidding me. What are you doing?
During the opening show, we are going to play Match the Podcasters.
Oh, how fun.
And we're going to have podcasters as the celebrities, and we're going to have some of the listeners come up and play Match the Podcasters.
Oh, wow, that sounds fun.
Doesn't that sound like fun?
It really does.
Well, even if you can't be there in August, maybe you can at least be in the chat room and enjoy. Shit, yeah. Yeah, we may have to have some sort of decorative ascots and oversized bug-eye glasses, for the upper right person, the Charles Nelson Reilly seat.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I love that.
So, anyway, by the way, you just got a scoop. A scoop, if you will, on that. So, yeah. Oh!
Oh, shit. Oh,
speaking of a scoop.
I wondered, did you fart?
That
means you always smell like that.
Post-traumatic PTSD dissemination.
Okay.
So anyway, I'm gonna go just make sure that wasn't a shart. Vera, when I come back, can you talk to me for 20 more minutes?
Another five, please. Yeah.
All right. I'll take that as a yes. Okay. Vera, where can people write to you?
Well, just go to veraspeaks.com and all that information is there if you choose to.
All right. And Vera, I'll see you after the paperwork's done.
You can leave a comment on the website at bigfattyonline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.